Rustled up.
So this week on Rustled Up, I have invited the icon Lorraine Bowen from BGT. How are you, Lorraine, my darling?
Hello, it's lovely to see you, Russell. Well, to hear you. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
To speak out. Yes, not just from BGT. I must say, I've been going for about 34 years. So BGT was just a tiny little event in my huge career.
Yeah, indeed. And how are you? How have you been?
Oh, well, you know, I haven't seen you for about a year and a bit.
Yeah.
And it's been quite, it's quite an event, this pandemic.
Yeah, last time I saw you, I think, weren't you about to move home or something?
Yes, I've moved home. I've moved round the coast now a bit. I've moved to a cheaper area and got a better place. And in fact, that's worked out very well during the pandemic because, as you can imagine, having a little bit of green space surrounding
yes.
you is a lot better than being in
yeah.
a very highly populated Brighton, which was kind of getting on my nerves because you couldn't even get down to the sea because it was so busy.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're born and bred Brighton, aren't you?
No, I'm the West Country. Oh,
really? I never knew that.
Gloucestershire first, then Essex, which I got bullied to death for my dreadful accent. I had to get elocution lessons. And then Hackney, then Brighton, and now a bit further around. But I'm not going to tell you where I am, so I'm going to get a lot of jip.
Okay. I don't want jip. Okay, no, we don't want that. So when you were growing up as a girl in school, what were you like?
Probably a bit like I am today. I kind of look full of joie de vivre, but it didn't necessarily fit in with everyone else's joie de vivre, I don't think. I got bullied a lot at school because I was very, very tall, very, very skinny, and wore National Health glasses and had buck teeth, and which I have now. I never had a brace because else I wouldn't have been able to play the clarinet, and I cried for a long time when they said I wouldn't be able to play the clarinet if you had a brace. So I prefer to be a bit weird, but I can still play the clarinet.
All the best people are weird, for sure.
Absolutely.
And
I think it makes you, it toughens you up, doesn't it, when the teacher stands you on a chair on a Friday afternoon and says, right, everyone stop their work. Now, it's very important now you don't bully Lorraine anymore for her, let's list out the problems, for her buck teeth, the fact that she's tall and skinny, and got a weird hair, and National Health glasses. Right, everyone get back to work.
Oh my God, what a cow. Oh my God.
you get arrested these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, you would. Who were your like music idols growing up?
Oh, well, you know, I'm quite on the ancient side compared with you, and... But I would say that I think I had a fantastic upbringing with pop stars because when I was in my teens, the glam era came into massive fashion and all I knew was glam. I mean, I just know pop stars that should have flares, diamantes, sequins, huge wedge shoes and, you know, be completely outrageous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they all seem a little bit sanitised these days in comparison.
Yeah. So who was the first person you went to see on concert? Do you remember?
Oh, concert, I don't know. I was brought up in a small village. I don't think I even went to concert. I think the first ever thing I went to was a Radio Caroline Roach show. And I went to my velvet trousers, I always remember. Oh. Completely not what you do on a Radio Caroline, which is, for your listeners, a very rocky kind of station. It was based in the seas in Essex.
Oh, I love that. I wish we could have been friends back then, as pals. So, you've got a husband, haven't you? You've been with him for quite some time.
No, I don't agree with marriage. So I'm not a married person.
So you're not married, but you've been with him a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been with him a long time. Yeah, 34 years.
Wow. So probably, what's your secret for being with him that long?
I think comes to say a secret for a relationship of any sexuality,
yeah,
is I think you have to be your own person and the other person has to be their own person. You mustn't rely on each other for anything. You must be completely independent.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's all completely different, isn't it, with different people. But we're totally, totally opposite. I kind of meet for a coffee now and again.
I love that. Yeah, I remember you saying that last we met, that you have kind of separate lives, don't you? And
I think you know, what works for one person doesn't work for another person, vice versa.
Yeah.
But I think you have to work at any relationship, whether it's a friend, you know, a good friend. I've lost touch with a few good friends during this pandemic and I need to give them a ring. I don't know why we don't just ring each other up a bit more. But, you know, you have to work it. Then you have to invite people out.
Yeah.
Do things, you know, and become, you know, get some energy about you and think of exciting things. I've always worked hard at trying to make sure that you never have an argument in the house. That's my big golden rule.
In the house. Okay, yeah, that's...
Yeah, yeah. Never, never, never have an argument in the house. If you want to have an argument or talk about something off kilter, then go to the pub or go to a restaurant or just go out, because then you're in a neutral ground.
Yeah, that's a good idea actually, because then I guess you're not associating your house with anger and arguments. Yes. Are you? Yeah,
I think that's really important.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And also that you don't become very irritating.
Yeah.
To yourself and the other
person. Yeah. So when you started your passion for music and everything, when did you start songwriting and realizing that you really enjoy doing it and performing?
I just always adored music and went to university to study music because I loved it so much, and then came out and realized I was absolutely hopeless for the normal life. But luckily in those days you kind of went on the dole, went to London and joined a band, which is what I did. So I played bass in a band for a while.
Right.
In Hackney, and it was fantastic. You just met all the trendy people. You didn't know what trendy was in those days, but it all seemed very good. And then was in another band. I started in another band. We got a record contract. And then, amazingly enough, we supported Billy Bragg at the Hackney Empire. And he asked his record company if I could come for an audition the next day because his piano player was pregnant, heavily pregnant, and he had this massive tour going on. And we got on really well in the interview, and I couldn't really play his pieces, so I had to have them all written out for me by someone. But so I found myself 2 weeks later on the stage at Liverpool Opera House, you know, having a massive room in the harbour. It was just incredible. It was an incredible time, 1988. And I toured with him all around England and all around Europe, and in the East Germany before the wall came down. And then right at the end, he got together with his manager and said, leave the bands and start up solo, write a song,
yeah,
a couple of songs, and send it to me. And the rest is history, really. So he criticised my songs and said, right, now go and get a gig. And with your three songs, I got a gig, and I thought they were all really serious songs, but the audience started laughing so much. So that was the beginning of my career, really.
And so, I mean, just talking about Britain's Got Talent, obviously, with your Crumble song,
yeah,
how did that come about of your audition? Were you... did you audition yourself, or did someone put you forward for it? Or
The auditioning process is a slightly weird thing. I think most people get discovered, or you know, they get asked, invited to go for auditions these days. I don't really know how it happens, but I've been kind of spotted, I suppose, in festivals for quite a few years, and done a couple of auditions in 2011, 2012. I'd written to them actually in 2012 and said, please don't get in contact with me again, because you keep asking these really personal questions and too many of them. So I'm not bothered about talking to you again. I don't want any part of your series at all. And then 2014 came, and then a friend said, oh, go on, do it. And, you know, I think I was just so fed up with the doing gigs and not getting paid very much, I think, you know, I've always thought, well, I wonder what would happen if my Crumble song got on major TV, you know, prime time of Saturday night. What would happen? What would happen? So I rang at the producer, and luckily they sent a TV crew down to Brighton, and I said into the camera, I'm ready to do this. I said that in my spacesuit.
Oh, brilliant.
And I don't know what it was, but just that, I think it was just, you know, when something just magical happens within that year, suddenly you're ready and it's ready and everyone else is ready. I don't think I was ready before. And a lot of people do get a lot of jip. They get a lot of hate mail and all the rest of it, which is ridiculous considering no one's being paid. So you might as well just enjoy the blinking thing.
Yeah.
But I've always got a lot of love. And to this day, you know, even today, I put a little video out. I'm doing weekly videos on YouTube and four platforms, actually. And, today I get messages from Chile. I got someone from Chile today. A lot of USA people, Australians. Yeah, so I get people from all over the world.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you were all about fun and you were so positive and you just couldn't not like you.
Oh, well, that's very nice. I think some people don't like the heavy rock brigade, maybe.
Well,
so, no, what's nice, I'll tell you what's nice, is to have that little bit of presence. I wouldn't say, you know, I'm any celebrity in any case. I call myself a Z-list celebrity, but just to have that little tiny bit of ounce of presence, I suppose, and that I can inspire younger kids and give them some kind of inspirational talk.
Yeah.
I get kind of asked to do little chats for, you know, people, students up in Scotland doing their GCSE, I don't know, whatever. And I always do it with a lot of, you know, passion and vigour, because I always think, well, it's much better than giving them money, really. It's just giving them some inspiration, starting off on their career.
Absolutely, yeah. So after the Crumble song really took off, when you went on to the live shows, your Space song, now, how long had you have had that in the pipeline, where, like, sitting on?
Well, you have to do an audition for all the producers and the budget people for the semi-final, and I had to do a half an hour concert for them with all the kind of likely songs. I wanted to do my song, which goes tongues, 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 and testicles, tongues. It's called What Goes Into a Burger.
Oh, I've listened to that one on Spotify.
Yeah, but they weren't having that. They didn't want that. They said, well, how about tongues, tongues, tongues and tentacles? But they weren't having that either. So I went through quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And they liked Space. I think they decided at that point, I think they know who's going to win that year. They decide, you know, you're going to be in the semi-final and then that's it.
Yeah.
And let's do something that's going to be very entertaining for the viewers, because that's what the TV is, isn't it? It gobbles up.
Yeah.
Gobbles up the minutes.
Yeah.
So I worked for 4 months on a 1.5 minute song.
But whose idea was it with the arms? Because that was genius. Me and my friends still watch that now and then and just howl laughing. It's so brilliant. So camp.
You know, I've always... my Space song I wrote ages ago because I was heavily involved in the easy listening scene in the late 90s. And I love Barbarella. I don't know if you know any of those early Space 1960s kind of movies, but they're all very visionary.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of Barbarella.
Yeah, well, you know, man only went to the moon in 1969, so before that it was all very, very hallucinatory kind of idea of what space would be with aliens and kind of going with your mini skirt and kind of silver boots.
Yeah.
And Queen of Space is a great movie, and I love all that kind of, I love all that imaginary spacing. If you went now, it'd just be so boring, wouldn't it? There's not even any air or water or anything.
Yeah.
So it was all, I love that fantasy space thing. And so I wrote my Space song when I was teaching in a primary school in Hackney, because I was teaching Key Stage 6 or something, and they were, had to do space. And I was looking at all these space songs. And I thought, oh, God, this is really boring. So I just wrote mine. I mean, they never sang it because it says, here in space we can make love in moonlight and darkness. I couldn't really get a load of year sixes singing that. Anyway, it was I love my space song. And I used to go on the bus, the number 38 bus, down from Hackney to King's Cross, and there was a phone shop going down from the Angel down to King's Cross on your right, and it had big kind of these kind of ventilation things in the window. And yeah. I thought, God, you know, those make great sleeves. So I got in touch with my dressmaker at the time, because I wasn't very good at that. And she incorporated it into the dress, into a kind of suit thing. And yeah, I had many different versions of it, but the BGT one was really lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. I chatted up the designer man there, and we went into Soho together to choose the material. And he said, well, should we have this piece costing £45 a metre, or should we have this piece here costing £130 a metre? I said, if Simon Cowell's playing, pay it, so we're having £130.
Absolutely, yeah. Go. We might as well go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 metres, please. Yeah.
I think I actually prefer that song to The Crumble. It's brilliant.
Oh, that's really nice. I've made kind of 6 albums, you know, so.
Yeah.
I like it when people come to me and say they like my Post Office Blues song, or they like Swindon, or really obscure songs, because then I know that they've been going through Alexa.
Yeah. I know. Didn't you sing the Crumble song in Hebrew?
I didn't, but someone else did. But I can do it in Italian. Yeah. Tutti quanti sono cucinare, e Dio sa fare le patatine. Or Japanese, which is...
Oh, fantastic. So, talking
of... It's a joke. Just, you know, if you've got another language, translate it, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I'll have a go, or you can do it, and we'll put it out.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So, your stuff is on Spotify, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all on Spotify.
Yeah. What sort of things do you listen to? Like when you're doing housework in the house, what do you put on?
Well, I must admit, I'm a real fan of a Mixcloud Soho radio show called the Karminsky Brothers, Karminsky Experiences, and they do a lot of lounge music from the 1960s. I put that on for an hour.
Yeah.
And that gets going. I'm cleaning up my studio as we go.
Do you listen to any like divas? Any Mariah or Celine, Whitney?
Not really, no.
Not your thing.
I saw Whitney Houston in Minneapolis when I did the Minneapolis Fringe Festival in America. That was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And I've never seen anyone open their jaw. So, because I teach singing, you know, I've never seen... Oh!
Well, have you seen Claire from Steps do it? She's got the biggest mouth I've ever seen.
I love seeing Nina Simone and all that on telly, but I'm not a kind of a more contemporary, I suppose, diva follower.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of Radio 6. I love anything that opens out my ears. I love Radio 3, actually. If there's something good on, you know, I did a degree in music, so I studied all from medieval to bonkers music.
Yeah.
20th century, so I love everything, really, as long as it's got a bit of a tune.
Yeah, yeah. What sort of things do you watch on the telly? What do you like to relax and watch?
Oh, I don't know. I like It's a Sin. That was really good.
Yeah, that was brilliant, yeah.
Something that's kind of entertaining, historical, it's got a good story.
So obviously through It's a Sin, you would have obviously lived through that. Did you have any...
many, many friends that died, and it brought back a lot of memories. Really sad, really sad. It really was very good. It was very well done, and it was very well done. And it brought back the kind of joie de vivre of the 80s, but all the struggles and the protests that everyone went through at the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was really beautiful. I mean, it was really beautifully done, I thought.
Very good. Yeah, so I just enjoy it. Don't watch a huge amount of TV. I'm watching Call My Agent at the moment, in French it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's called 10%. It's ever so good. It's really, really good. And my partner can't watch it because he's dyslexic, and he can't read the subtitles quick enough. It's a shame, so I have to watch it sneakily at about 9 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Do you have similar taste in music and TV, you two? Or?
No. He watches ancient history on the Open University, BBC 4. I prefer to be watching, First Date Night or something. cheesy TV.
Yeah, I've just started watching the First Date, the teen one.
Oh, what's that like?
It's good, actually. I thought it would be a bit naff, but yeah, it's good. It's really cute to see them loved up and, it's sweet.
So are you in Brighton, Russell? Are you in Brighton?
No, Manchester.
Are you in Manchester at the moment?
Yeah. 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 I've lived here 8 years now. About 8 years, yeah. Yeah, you're a fan of Manchester, aren't you?
I love Manchester. Mm. I'd move there tomorrow if it wasn't for the weather. It's a little bit greyer.
It is, yeah, but it's been really hot this week, actually, for February. I've been boiling at night.
Maybe the south of England will become rainy and stormy and all the palm trees will start growing up in Manchester.
Yeah, perhaps. Okay, so the question I ask everyone at the end is what's your favourite sandwich and crisps?
My favourite sandwich? What's this got to do with anything?
I just love sandwiches and crisps. That's my trademark question I ask everyone on my show.
Well, do you really want... Oh, my God. Well, it all starts with the bread, doesn't it? You want a really good sourdough.
Yeah.
Cut it with your own knife. And you want a nice bit of avocado, which is just perfectly ripe. And either some chicken strips or some bacon bits, I think. Mm. And then a load of gungy mayonnaise. And a nice lot of crisp black pepper on that. I think that'd be a very nice sandwich.
Lovely. And what about crisps to go with it?
Crisps?
Yes, always. Crisp and sandwich together.
Really? I've never had that. Well, I'll just say salt and vinegar.
It's not that unheard of. Crisp and sandwich.
Really? I find that really weird. Mm. Never mind. And what's your favourite crumble?
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Yeah, love
custard
rhubarb.
Custard or cream or both?
Both. Both. I like the hot and cold together. I like when the ice cream melts.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. What's your favourite crumble?
Mine's cherry.
Oh, cherry. Cherry. I don't think I've had that.
Cherry crumble. Lovely. Cherries are very good for you, actually. They're very underestimated. So I've got a cherry little tree I'm going to be starting to grow this year.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Lorraine, thank you for talking with me tonight. It's been really nice to catch up and see you. What are you doing the rest of the week? Any plans?
Friday tomorrow, and I've heard it's actually some sun coming out. As we speak, it's February, and it's been a blinking dreadful winter, actually. It's been howling winds here, loads of rain, and pretty damn horrible, really. I think it's, I think it's tested the patience of many, this pandemic. And I'll be glad when it's all over.
Yeah. What are you...
We've got some sun coming out, so I'm going to go for a walk.
Lovely. And what are you most excited to do when the pandemic's kind of over and we can then go out?
Oh, see friends I haven't seen for a year. So we're all going to look at least 2 years older. We've all got paunches and triple chins from not having any exercise. Christ, I used to go swimming twice a week, What do I look like now? Someone completely different.
Well, I think we've all put on a bit of weight or something, haven't we? But
pandemic paunch.
Yeah. Well,
it's a piece of history that will never, ever want to be repeated ever again.
Oh, gosh, no. No, I'm getting my vaccine this Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I had mine yesterday. I'm a bit kind of weird at the moment, but...
Oh, really? Yeah, I know a few people have said it's made them feel a bit woozy, but I don't know. I should be okay.
Are you going to get the Oxford or the Pfizer?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know I had a choice.
Oh, no, you don't. You get given what you're given.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't been told.
You're not all the German ones. I have the German ones. see what happens to you.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Okay, well, thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Oh, well, it's lovely talking to you, and have a nice rest of the pandemic. Yeah. And if you're listening after the pandemic, then don't bother listening, because you'll be off enjoying the, you know, Mother Nature and going to pubs and clubs.
I do miss pubs. I miss pub lunches so much.
Same here.
Yeah.
Well, lovely to see you.
Yep, and you. Thank you so much again, Lorraine.
Cheers for now.
Cheers. Bye.